Have you been given any indication on the outcome of Julian's appeal against his extradition to Sweden?
Not yet, Sarah. Well, it can come at any moment now. We're just waiting for it. It will come in late one night because it's London time. And the next day, regardless of the outcome, we'll be protesting around the world at Australian embassies and Department of Foreign Affairs in Australia and MPs' offices because he's still very much at risk regardless of the decision.
How confident is Julian at the moment, and how's he holding up?
Well, nobody knows which way it's going to go because of the incredible amount of political interference in the case. At the US Attorney General over there talking in UK, the Extradition Reform Committee, with a couple of officials from the Defence Department, which is a bit of a worry. And David Cameron, the UK prisoner, has been, sorry, the UK Prime Minister has been trying to block extradition appeals from the UK to the European Court of Human Rights, which would have been one of Julian's options. So we're not sure, but Julian knows that he is innocent, that he has done nothing wrong, and it can be proven. There's no proof at all in America that he has breached any laws, even though there's a sealed indictment because of the way that the jury system works there. It's just no defence materials allowed to be produced to the jury, so that's obviously not a proper due process. So he knows he's innocent. He knows they don't have a case against him. However, because of the political interference, we're not sure, with legislation changing around him, where it'll go. But he's buoyed up by the fact that he's doing important work with his media organisation, WikiLeaks, in exposing corruption. And he's also buoyed by the millions of people around the world that want to see WikiLeaks stay open and are supporting him.
Now, in Australia, there's been talk of Julian or potentially running for a seat in the Senate, potentially in Laylaw against Julia Gillard.
No, it hasn't been decided who's going to be running in Laylaw. All we know is that there will be a candidate in Laylaw and that Julian will be running for the Senate. But outside of that, nothing else has been firmed up.
I understand you've been trying to gauge what kind of level of support this might have. What have you found out?
Well, within Australia, the just general support among the public goes between 78 to 87%. Then you're looking at the leaders of the community. He's 100% supported almost by the lawyers, the editors, the academics, the civil rights people. So he's got an enormous amount of grassroots support here. And at the same time as his high level of support, there's increasing disillusionment with the ALP and the Liberal government.